May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer.
Amen.
So I really didn't know what Sarah was talking about with an older brother. I had an older brother, too. And we watched in our house, it was the era of WWF World Wrestling Federation, high time in life. And as kids do, they like to imitate the things that they see on TV. So my brother would often want to play WWF, and I was the only other sibling in the house, 4 years younger, so I got to be the wrestling partner. Now, I say partner very loosely, because what really I should have been called was a dummy, because I never won. I did not have a chance. I was pinned to the ground over and over for what seemed like years. Maybe it wasn't that long. But until I finally said, all right, you know what? Enough. I'm done wrestling. I'm never going to win. I can't do this anymore. Now, when I look back at that, I don't think anyone would second guess my decision to say, I'm done. Enough. Right? In fact, most of you would probably say you should have done it a long time before that. But I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about how there are times when we do need to walk away. There are some times we need to stop being in a situation, but there are other times. And I was thinking about those other times when we walk away from something that's hard or something we think we can't win or we can't do. And instead of staying in the wrestling match, we just walk away because it's much easier to just walk away. Do we do that with situations, with relationships, with ourselves, with God? Today we have the story of Jacob. And we heard another story. If you were here this summer, we heard the story of Jacob and Esau. So I need to tell a little bit more about this story so you know exactly who Jacob is. Jacob is a twin. His twin brother is Esau. Esau was older. And when they were young, Esau was like the kind of big physical brother, and Esau was the younger, kind of scrappy, wily brother. And Esau should have gotten his family's full inheritance and his family's blessing. But Jacob tricked him out of that blessing. And when he did that, the family was so nervous that Esau would hurt him that they sent him to live with their cousin Laban. And when he was at Laban's, he married these sisters, Leah and Rachel, which is a whole nother story. And after that, he basically tricked his father-in-law Laban out of much of his livestock. Jacob was a bit of a wily trickster through everything. And it's at this point he has to leave his father-in-law Laban's house because he's really kind of stuck it to his father-in-law. So he leaves there, and that's where we find him in the story today. And as he's walking, as he's going away, as he's looking for a new place for he and all of his family to live, he hears that his brother is going to be coming towards him. His brother who lives in this land and has settled. His brother whom he has not seen since he tricked him out of that inheritance. And he sends his family, I love this part of the story, he sends all of his family and servants on ahead of him so that if Esau's mad, they'll get to them first. And he stays safely in back and decides to sleep by himself, so he's at the river this night. And there's this wrestling match. Now, some people say this wrestling match is Jacob wrestling with his own deeds, wrestling with the things he's done, wrestling with the way that he's treated other people, because it hasn't been good or right, wrestling with what he knows might be coming when he meets his brother Esau. If we fast forward, when his brother Esau meets him, it's an amazing story because his brother forgives him and embraces him, and they have a new relationship, but at this point, he doesn't know that. So he is wrestling with all of these things. Have you been there? Maybe wrestled with things you've done or you've said or you've been a part of. It's that feeling when your past is coming to roost, maybe, in your life. Those sleepless nights, maybe that's what Jacob was dealing with. But there's also this strange character in this story. He's called a man. Jacob calls him God, although he never calls himself God. But Jacob also wrestles with him. And so I was thinking about more than just wrestling with ourselves, which I think we do, what it means to wrestle with God. Because I don't think we talk about that very often. We talk about a God who holds us, and God does that, so don't get me wrong. In fact, I often had this image of God when I worked with autistic children. I had a couple children who, it's very common for kids with sensory stuff to really like deep pressure. And so there were a couple kids that if you just took them and you just held them really tightly, they would calm down. Sometimes that's how I picture God, okay? Like, I am flailing, I don't know what to do, and God just takes me and holds me and says it's going to be okay, and I can relax. But other times you get the God we see in the story for today. The God who comes in and wants to wrestle. The God who comes in and says, what are you doing? The God who comes in and says, do you see what's going on in the world? How can you be a part of it? The God who comes in and might even say, you know all that stuff you believe about me? Some of it's right, but maybe not all of it, because sometimes wrestling with God is figuring out who God is in the world. And not everything we hear about God. In fact, you know, there's a lot of theologians who say when we get to the end of our lives, we'll realize that most of what we thought about God was probably wrong anyway. Right? So wrestling with all of those things about who or what God is, that's also who God is. And the question is, will we stay in those wrestling matches? When God says, what are you doing with your life? Will you say, all right, I'll talk about it. Or you'll say, no thank you, I'm good, don't want to change. Because the thing we see in the story for today is if you engage with God, if you decide to wrestle, you'll be changed. Jacob walks away from this wrestling match with a limp. God hits him in the hip and he is changed for the rest of his life. He has this limp. And if you're serious about engaging with God, if you'll do the wrestling match with God, God will change you. But it's not easy. I think sometimes it's easier to walk away like I did with my brother, right? It's easier to just say, forget it. I don't want to engage in that. It's too hard. I was recently talking with somebody who's really exploring his faith, and he said, you know, when I go to work, I'd never noticed before, but there's so many homeless people on the subway and on the streets. He works in Brooklyn a lot. On the streets when I'm going to work, and it's breaking my heart. I used to never even pay attention. What am I supposed to do? And I don't have the answer for him, but I know this. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he's paid attention. Because even though it hurts, God is doing something in him. God is cracking open his heart to see the need in the world. And it is too easy to walk by and ignore it. But God is wrestling with him, and now he's wrestling, trying to figure out what he's going to do about it. And we don't know. He doesn't know. But he'll be blessed. Because he'll probably do something, and it might not be today, and it might not be tomorrow, because sometimes wrestling matches take a while, and what God wants for you in your life might take a while. But he is blessed that he let his heart be broken open by the things that also break the heart of God. It's hard when you do the wrestling, but it is so worth it. We see it over and over again. People in our world willing to engage in the struggle to make this world a better, more beautiful, more loving place. And how they bless the world. I was so encouraged on Friday when I saw the pictures of hundreds of thousands of youth all around the world gathering to wrestle with our governments and the grown-ups in their lives and say, you know what we're doing to the environment? It's not okay. They've joined in the struggle. They're standing up to wrestle.
And it's not easy, but they'll make a change because of it.
And sometimes even this wrestling we do, this change in the world, might seem so small. I look around at these quilts and you're like, well, how is quilting wrestling, right? Well, you could, if you've quilted, or if I've quilted, I can tell you it's wrestling sometimes. But I think of how many people would just say, you know what, there's so many poor people in the world anyway. There's so much need, I can't even touch it. And then just walk away. But these women gather every Saturday and take these quilts home because they've said, no, you know what? We're going to join in the struggle. We can make a difference. They don't give up. They keep sewing so that people around the world will be warm. That's wrestling. That's persevering. That's joining in the struggle. And it's not always easy, but God will bless it. God changed Jacob not only with the limp, he changed his name. In fact, the name Israel, which he gives him, means to strive with God, to struggle with God. This is what we do. We struggle to figure out the best way we can be in this world. And we can walk away, but we are asked not to. I was reading a book recently, which I highly recommend. It's called The Beekeeper of Aleppo, and it's about Syrian refugees. It's really a hard book to read because it's about Syrian refugees, but such a good book about this struggle that they went through in their immigration process. And at one point, there's a little boy who's lost his parents, and he's attached himself to these other grown-ups. And the main character in the story says to him, because they're parting, the little boy has to go with some people and the who's become his parents really are going somewhere else. And they say to him, take care of yourself, make sure you eat well, and don't ever give up. It is so easy to give up. It's easier to give up sometimes, isn't it? But God calls us to perseverance, just like Jacob had. And because of his perseverance, when Jacob met his brother, there was forgiveness and new relationship. And through Jacob, the world was blessed. You will be too. Because unlike with my brother, when I wrestled with him, there was no blessing at the end. I was just pinned to the ground. But when you wrestle with God, when you persevere, when you pay attention and listen to what God is doing in your life, you will be blessed, and the world will be blessed through you.